back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we get to the lines, Luke, what's the update on the Beltline? What's the traffic situation in Madison?
Yeah, it looks like the Beltline's back to normal after a slight delay westbound this morning. So travel times are looking pretty standard now, now that the police have cleared up whatever that backup was on the westbound side of the Beltline right by Todd Drive. So should be good to go for your morning commute.
Sounds good, Luke. Thanks a lot. We're going to the lines. David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, David of Mequon?
Good morning, man. Really quickly here. So, you know, the one thing I think that has been kind of missed as far as optics are concerned, you just saw the previous president, President Obama, had a ginormous birthday bash. He turned 60. You know, good for him. I'm glad he turned 60. But nobody was masked, and then the New York Times defended it by saying, well, they're sophisticated, they're all vaccinated. Well, we know now that, you know, and so the point is this, for the average person, and then Dr. Fauci didn't mention anything about it whatsoever, then you had the whole situation in Chicago with Lollapalooza, 100,000 people completely unmasked. But then the mayor, Lightfoot, is now saying, hey, we got to get all the kids masked. It's a very conflicting message. When you see these huge events and you see, you know, either hundreds of people or hundreds of thousands of people that are unmasked. And then the final thing is this, is that you look at the border. You know, we have, 845 apprehensions of children in one day. We've had over 200,000 that came over the border. In the month of July alone, which is the population of Madison, roughly, to give you an idea. And we're up to over 1 million, which if that were a city, that would be the 10th largest city in the United States, which is San Jose, which is a little bit over 1 million. And they're being put on buses and planes, and we're shipping them all over there. They have no masks. They aren't vaccinated. They're being released, even though they have COVID. Merrick Garland has sued the state of Texas for stopping. They have these buses, you know, so they can still be transported. It's a very, very bad way all the way around. And so what's happening here on my side of the fence, it looks like, okay, if you're a person that's not here legally, you have way more freedom to do whatever you want to do as opposed to an American citizen. That's why people are pissed off.
Well, Dave, thanks for calling in. You raise a lot of different issues, and two things I want to say. One is with regard to President Obama's birthday party. My understanding had been that he agreed that it was a bad idea, and he reduced the numbers quite a bit. I don't know how many came, but whoever came, I don't know if it was totally outdoors or what. I agree with you that if it was indoors, it would have been good to have had masks. It may have been outdoors, and it also, I think, was a lot less. On Lollapalooza, and remember, how about, you know, our Bucks, our Milwaukee Bucks? You looked at the Deer District. There were tens of thousands of people there. It was great. My nieces were there, nephews. It was terrific. And that did spread, I think, 500 cases or something. And, you know, that's terrible. But, you know, it happened. But on anyway, I want to pitch that before we go back to the lines, we have other people. So stay on the line. I want to pitch it to Luke. Luke is over there in Madison. I'm in Milwaukee. Luke is in Madison, has a perspective that needs to be heard. So, Luke, my friend, give your reaction.
David, I just appreciate you calling in and letting us know what Fox News is talking about these days. I don't watch it myself, so it's good to know what the talking points are over there. I'm not even going to touch the Obama one. I'm going to skip that one and go to the Lollapalooza. What I don't hear is any outrage about the 700,000 people all getting on their Harleys and migrating to Sturgis in South Dakota. Where's the outrage for that, David? You just want to skip an event that's seven times the size of the music festival that occurred in Chicago? It's weird that you're calling out Chicago and not Sturgis. And on your note, Matt, that is an excellent point. About 70,000 people packed the Deer District and Pfizer Forum on Game 6 night alone when the Bucks won the NBA championship. And tens of thousands of people pack the Deer District every single game, not even just the home games, every single game when they were in Phoenix, in the series against the Atlanta Hawks, in the series against the Brooklyn Nets. Thousands of people were flocking to the Deer District in downtown Milwaukee. And because I want to say a lot of those population, a lot of that population was pretty well vaccinated, you're only seeing 500 cases. Let's wait to see what the Sturgis numbers are, because I guarantee you those vaccination rates are lower and you're going to see a giant spike from anybody that attended that event. So I just I appreciate you calling in, David. We love hearing your point of view, but I just don't think that your outrage is targeted towards the right place right now. So back to you,
right,
Matt.
Luke, thank you. As always, good insight from Luke. Going back to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
I got to repeat what Luke just said. We need more Fox people calling in. I love the way Fox focuses on the border and on our money, in our Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God. We're a humanitarian nation. Many of these people are fleeing certain death, certain destruction in their country. It's almost like they are seeking asylum. And Fox finds that a big issue. That's a big issue. But like the gentleman before me, Luke, said about the Deer District, less than 1% came down with COVID. Most of the true Fox listeners, they're against any pro sports, NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, because guess what? Once in a while, they kneel to the flag. That's, those people point to it, but when the water's just killing them from their own hole in the dam called Trump, they ignore it. Cuomo needs to step down for sexual assault. Trump has 26 sexual assaulters that have not, some of them he's paid them off, and they overlook it. They always overlook the obvious, and they'll find one mistake, and they'll play off it. The ignorance, I just love it. I just love it. So encourage the Fox people to call in, and thanks, and have a great day, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. As always, passionate and right on the money. And to Bill and David, and, you know, one of the things I take away from all this is what I love about this show is a number of the callers that do call in, a number of people listening to it have different points of view. You know my point of view. I'm not shy about it. And you know Luke's point of view. So I want to hear everybody's point of view. And it all comes out in the wash. Thank you very much for calling in, Bill and David. Okay, I'll tell you what, a lot more to get through today. And one of them is my friend Gavin Newsom, governor of California. Well, he's not exactly my friend. I never met him. He doesn't know who I am. I think he's a good governor. Right now, it looks like it's very dicey if you'll hold on. A little slightly better news. Slightly better news. Last time I reported a poll that showed he was underwater in recall, no recall. This time, and remember, a lot of this is margin of error, but this time in the last July, apparently in late July, they had a poll. 36% of the voters want to recall him, 51% no. Now, 47% want to recall him, 50% retain him. Well, what happened is the undecided seem to be drifting towards recalling him. In other words, the 51% who wanted to retain him back in late July are now 50%. That's margin of error. But only 36% wanted to recall him in late July, and now that's up to 47%. That's not margin of error. So what's happening is there's an enthusiasm gap. A lot of Democrats are yawning. Remember, a September election, nice weather, suddenly released from COVID. Well, COVID's sort of coming back, but nevertheless, you can eat outdoors, do a lot of neat stuff. Nah, why should I vote? I mean, the guy's golden, can't touch him. Well, they can touch him. They can touch him. Complacency and enthusiasm. We have complacency and the Republicans have enthusiasm. And that is very, very dangerous. Here's the deal legally in California, about August 15th. So roughly a month before the September 14 election. This is September 14 election. Everybody gets a ballot mailed to them. Everybody in the state gets a ballot mailed to them. Everybody. So what they're trying to do, the Democrats are, to gin up as much enthusiasm as possible. And one of the things to increase turnout that Newsom is saying, which I think is very good, is saying there are two questions. The first one is, do we recall them? And you must vote in that one saying no. The second one is, if you are going to recall them, which of the following, believe it or not, 46 people would you vote for as governor? And there's no ranked choice voting. Whoever gets one more vote than everybody else is the governor. The guy in the lead right now is Larry Elder, a right-wing radio host whose platform is the minimum wage should be zero. Everybody should negotiate everything. An employer should be able to get guys voting for 90 cents an hour if they can, if they can negotiate it. That is toxic. That's equivalent to slavery is what it is. The answer, you can't have this guy. The number two guy, born in Germany, he's 29 years old, and he has some YouTube thing. He's one of these YouTube influencers. The guy's in second place, and he was in first place. He'd go back and forth. He was with his buds choking down some brewskis back in May. He only filed the middle of May. He goes, got to be neat to be governor of California. To be in the Senate, you have to be 30, president 35, governor of California, there is no age limit. 29, and he's in second place, and he was in first place. And he can drink a lot of brewskis, apparently. Hey, what's going on out there, guys? How about the nuts? Let's screen out the nuts, okay? Then you have Caitlyn Jenner, who said she's for Trump and supporting him next time. Caitlyn Jenner. Then a guy who walks around with a grizzly bear who he anesthetizes. Where are the Peter folks? A grizzly bear. And then another guy walks around with an 80-pound bag of garbage saying, I'm going to throw out the garbage. What is going on in California? Vote on your ballot immediately and vote, no, I don't want to recall Gavin Newsom. I want to retain him. And don't vote on the second part. That's what Gavin Newsom wants. Don't pick a nut as an alternative. They're all nuts. Every one of them is a nut and a flake. Only go, you want to retain Gavin Newsom. Let's gin up some enthusiasm. People out there listening have their relatives out there, your friends out there, your people you know, call them up and say, are you nuts? Are you nuts? Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.